Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Ches in Meseches Shkalim. It is the 460th daf in Shas. The recording begins on the bus. Three lines from the bottom of Yud Zayin Amabez. We're going to discuss the placement of the menorah, since there were many menorahs, and the placement of many of the mizbechos, and whether they could fit in their appropriate places, as well as the processing of the gold for the Beis HaMikdash. We will then discuss the pushkas on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and that will take us all the way through Yud Ches Amud Beis, which will bring up the topics of the Kohen being Zrizim, as well as the idea of a Karban Ha'etzim, and finally, some of the halachos of the Karban Mincha. Let's, Bezer Hashem, begin. Again, the recording is a little low because we had started on the bus.
Bezer Hashem Yisparach, today's daf is Yud Ches in Meseches Shkalim. The Gemara is going to continue discussing the two rows of shulchanos that were placed in the Mikdash Tani. Mizrach U'Mairav Ha'inesunin, that the shulchanos were placed from east to west. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Divrei Rebbe, Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, Omer, Tzafon V'Dorim Ha'inesun. They were put from north to south. Mandomer Mizrach U'Mairav Nicha. The one who says that it was put from east to west, that makes sense. Kulan Ruin L'Sharit, then all of them are viable for use. However, Mandomer Tzafon V'Dorim, but according to Mandomer that says that it was lined from north to south, Nimtza Shulchan B'Dorim, that you're going to have cases where the shulchan is in the south, and the menorah is in the north. V'atani, and we learned that shulchan hayinasin mechatzi habayis lufnim was in the inner part of the bayis, meshoch menakosel shtei amos mechatzot, beginning 2.5 amos away, klapei atzafon, towards the north. U'menorah kenegdo bedarim, and the menorah was opposite in the south. Mizbeach Hazav Hayinasim Be'emtz Habayis, while the Mizbeach Hazav was put in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash, Choylek Es Habayis, it divided the Bayis, Mechetzio Lefnim, from, it was in the middle, from the half inside, Meshoch Kima Klapei Chutz, but it was pulled a little bit toward the outside, Farshim explained, in order that it shouldn't break between the Shulchan and the Menorah. Farshim point out that there really is no Kasha over here, in the first line of the Gemara. The Gemara now wants it discarded to discuss the machlokis, where the shulchan was placed, the 13 shulchanos, whether they were placed from north to south or east to west. The Gemara told us that the ones that were put from north to south weren't able to entirely serve as shulchanos, as we had learned from this brisa that we quoted. It says that the mizbeach was, the shulchan, was put bechatzi habayis ulufnim. If it was ready further north, so then in such a case the shulchan cannot be used, just like a menorah is not supposed to be in the north, but is supposed to be in the south, as the Gemara mentioned in the first two words of our daf. The brisa also concludes v'kulan hayinasim mishlish habayis ulufnim. All of the kelim were put in a third of the area of the Beis HaMikdash, closest to the Kodshei Kodshim. The length of the bayis with the Kodshei Kodshim was 30 amos, and the kelim were in the 10 amos that were closest to the Kodshei Kodashim. The Gemara now continues with the brisa that discusses the halachos of the menorah. Es menorahs also Shlomo. Shlomo Melech made 10 menorahs. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, this appears both in Divrei Hayomim, as well as the Pasuk mentions it in Melachim as well, Vayas min semenorah hazahav eser kemishpato. Vayitem behechal Hashem miyamin. Behechal hei miyamin, chamisha miyamin, v'chamisha mismal. Five on the right of the hechal, and five were put on the left of the hechal. Now the Gemara is going to explain what does it mean, five on the right and five on the left. In Tamar, if you're going to say, shechamesh b'tzafon, the five of the menorahs put in the north, v'chamesh b'darim, and five in the south, v'alo e menorah k'shera ela b'darim. As we mentioned above, the menorah is only kosher in the south. Shenemar, we didn't mention this pasuk, but the Torah tells us, zayis ha-menorah noichach, v'eis ha-menorah, noichach ha-shochan, al-yarech ha-mishkan, teimana. The Torah expressly states in the south, So it can't mean that it means that there are five in the north and five in the south. There were five on one side of the original menorah from Moshe, chamesh mismala, and five on the left. The only menorah that they lit was the menorah of Moshe alone. Shneimar menorahs hazav aniraseha livaer be'erev be'erev. Now the lashon umenorahs hazav is belashon yachid, so that seems to indicate that there was only one menorah lit. Interesting. So you had many menorahs that surrounded the menorah of Moshe, but only the menorah of Moshe was lit. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Omer Akulan Hayamavir. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda disagrees. Once in Divrei Hayamim we learn that Shlomo made other menorahs. They were also lit. Shneimar, as the pasuk says. Here again, we're quoting from Divrei Hayamim. As you might notice, I'm on the bus, speaking lower, and it's also darker, so it's a little bit harder to read. Ves menorahs v'neirasehem leva'aram kamishpat lefnei hadvir zahav sagur. So here, menoros is not written menoras, but minoros in plural. It was pulufnehad vir hazav. It's also called vir zahav sagur, period. So we have two different opinions, whether the menorahs during Shlomo HaMelech's time were lit. The Gemara continues. Pasuk says, v'aperach v'haneros v'amalkachayim zahav, hu michlos zahav. What's the lashon michlos? The lashon hein kilo. It was finished. As zahavo shel Shlomo. It depleted the gold that Shlomo had designated for the Mikdash. All these menorahs and these kelim depleted the entire gold. Then Rav Yehuda b'shem Asi, Shlomo notel elef kikar zav. Shlomo took 1,000 kikar of zav, mechnisin lekor, and he put it into a furnace to be able to mold it. Motzien ad shumamidan al echad. He took it in and out until the gold was entirely purified in order to fulfill the Kayim Hashnemer Kikar Zahotar Asa Oso, that it should be like in the time of the Mikdash where the Kikar was entirely purified and that was done in the furnace. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Meis Menorah Zav Sha'asa Meisha B'Midbar Vaisi Yisera Dina Zav. The menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu was made with an extra weight of a dinar, v'chnisua likur shmeinim pam. So they put it in a furnace 80 times, v'lo chasra klum, and still nothing fell away. So how could it be that Shlomo put it in to make it purified and smaller? V'yeus adalog k'mabrere. When it came to the menorah by Moshe Rabbeinu, the menorah of Shlomo. So then in such a case, the gold hadn't been entirely purified, and then it diminishes. But once it was entirely purified, then if you put it in 80 times, it still would not have anything missing.
The Mishnah continues on Yud Ches Amid Aleph, Shlosha Asur Shafaros Hayu B'Migdash. There were 13 kupos that were shaped as shofaros in the Migdash. We had learned earlier that the reason why it was shaped that way was because it was narrow on the top and wide on the bottom, so there would be no chash that people would, God forbid, stick their hands in to take the money. And on these shofaros it was written, Taklin Chaditin, the new shekel, Tuf and Shin are interchangeable, V'taklin Atikin, and the old shekel. This was a way of keeping track of which were the newer shekelim, which were the older ones, as the Gemara will elaborate on. Kanin, or kinin, is the monies for the birds, for if there's a carbon ophos. Vigozle ola, and the young birds for an ola. Eitzim, money for wood in the Migdash. Lavona, the frankincense. Ahavla kaporas, gold for the kaporas. And shisha l'nedava. And there were another six that were for nedavos. Now the Mishnah begins to explain the purpose of each one of these pushkas, and will be elaborated on as well in the Gemara. Taklin chaditin, the new shekel, the reason why there's a pushka, a shofar that says taklin chaditin, shebechol shana v'shana, because every year people used to bring a machzis shekel, and inside of that taklin chaditin were from that year. The atikin, and the atikin, mishalo hevi yeshtake. That's for someone who didn't bring last year. But he puts in to make up, he puts in to the Taklan Atikin. Shokel Shara Habal put the shekel in the next year for the previous year. And in such a case, we've discussed this in the past, the monies, the Mefarshim point out, would be used for the Shiyare Halishka. Kenan Hain Torin. The Kenan are the birds that were used for the Karbanos. Those are the older birds. V'gozle Ola Hain B'nei Yona. Those are the younger pigeons. Kulan Olos. Both of those are for Karbanos Ola. In other words, the Mefarshim learn that that means that the carbon ola for a nedava. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim kanin echad chatos ve'echad ola. The Chachamim disagree and say no. Even the monies there could be used for even someone has to bring a chiyuv of chatos, and the gizbarim would buy from the money inside of there for even people whom are mechuyev to bring. That was in regards to the pushka called Kenan. Gozle olos kulan olos. However, the pushka of gozle ola, so there the Chacham say that is entirely olos. Period. Omer harei alai etzim. If somebody says, I'm taking upon myself to bring wood, lo yifchos mishnei gizirin, then he has to bring the shear, if he's going to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, the shear of etzim is shnei gizirin. That was the amount that was put on the maracha, on the mizbeach, every morning. Levona, if he takes on himself to bring frankincense, lo yifchos mikometz, it shouldn't be less than a scoopful in his hand. Za'av, if it's gold, lo yifchos midinar za'av, it shouldn't be less than a dinar of gold. Now the Mishnah says, shipsha, there were another six kupos linadava. Nedava mahayu osimba, what would they do with the money of nedava? Lo chimba olos, they would buy karbanos ola, for the kitza mizbeach, that is when the mizbeach was idle, they would bring carbon olos on it, so the mizbeach should not sit idle. Habasar, in those cases, the kitza mizbeach, the basar would go l'shem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'orat, that would all be burnt, va'oras l'kohanim, and the hides would go to the kohanim. Zem medrash darish yoyado kohen gadol. This was a medrash that yoyado kohen gadol had darshin. The pasuk in Vayikra Hey Yutes says, "Asham hu ashoim asham lashem." Originally, pasuk refers to it as an asham. Then the Torah also refers to it as asham lashem. Now, regular asham normally goes to the kohanim to eat. Then it says asham lashem. How does that work? Zel klal kol shuhu ba mishum chatas umishum asham yilachech bahen oidlis. Anything that was meant to be brought as a chatas or an asham, and there's leftover money. So leftover money is brought Lashem. Yilkach ben oilois habasa Lashem v'oros l'kohanim. Nimtze shnei k'suvim kayovim. And this way you're able to be mekayim both psukim. Asham Lashem v'asham l'koin. Va'omer, and the pasuk also says, kesef asham kesef chatos lo yuvo b'ez Hashem l'koinim yiyu. Now this pasuk in Melachim is hard to understand. What does it mean, lo yuvo b'ez Hashem l'koinim yiyu? It means you should bring it as a carbon ola, but the hides will go to the Kohanim. Gemara begins, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Yishofer Shel Kenan B'Yerushalayim. They did not put the shofar of Kenan in Yerushalayim. This is following up on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah that says that the shofaros were not for Torim B'nei Yona of a carbon, of someone who was chayiv a carbon chatos. What's the reason Rabbi Yehuda says that? Lo Yishofer Shel Kenan B'Yerushalayim Mipnei HaTaruvos, because we're afraid that the animals are going to get mixed up. What does that mean? Shema Tomus Achas, we're afraid that one of the individuals who put the money into the shofar will have died. V'nimtzei D'mechatas Mesos Muravos Poneim, and we're concerned that then it will have money of an owner. Now everybody who gives to the tzedakah, gives to the shofar, gives to the shofar Shel Kenan, is in a way a bailim. And now you're going to have a bailim of chatos shemesos balehen. And that is a complicated shaila that the Gemara in Zvachim tells us, that is one of the karbanos that need to be the chamesh chatos shemesos, And there's a whole perek, a complicated perek, actually in Zvachim, on Ayin, beginning on Daf Ayin on the base of Chatos, Shemesos, Shemis Arvos, and you want to stay from all of that, because it might mess up all of the other karbanos. I have to, Baruch Hashem, return to yeshiva, so we're going to conclude right now over here. I hope to continue recording later today, but we'll conclude right now on the bottom of Yud Ches Amid Aleph, and Bezer Hashem, I hope to rejoin you for Yud Ches Amid Beis.